The Tabernacle Choir is coming specifically to be one of the first performers in our new Danes Concert Hall. I'm very excited to have them come.
That is the Battle Hymn of the Republic, performed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. The choir, colloquially known as the MOTAB, is a 360-person choir made up from members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Dean Craig Jessup says listening to the choir is an experience of a lifetime.
It's like standing in front of Niagara Falls or standing on the north rim of the Grand Canyon and looking down. It's a force of nature. 360 voices is an incomparable sound and experience. And I've seen them transform audiences with the first sound of the choir because it's such an unusual experience to hear that type of sound and singing.
This will be the first time in 10 years the choir will be performing at Utah State. Jessup, a former director of the choir, talks about his personal history and involvement with the group.
I had sung in the Tabernacle Choir as a young man. In fact, the spring I graduated from Utah State in 1973, 45 years ago. Right after that, I auditioned for the Tabernacle Choir and was admitted. My time and legacy with the choir goes way back to my early 20s.
Jessup says the last time the choir was at Utah State was under solemn circumstances.
The last time they were here was the memorial service for the members of the College of Agriculture who were killed on the highway. And that was when I was director of the Tabernacle Choir. So I was able to come home. I'm an Aggie. I graduated from here. And it was a great honor to be here and participate in that memorial. A very solemn time. It's great to have them back under a more festive atmosphere.
More information about the choir's Utah State performance can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.